Thank you for listening to the Contemplations Podcast by Angelo Caragiorgos, who thinks that the path to authenticity is paved with enthusiasm when you embrace life as a whole. As a token of appreciation, you can download Angelo's audiobook, How to Get Closer to Your Real Self, Entering a Path of Fulfillment and Long-Lasting Enthusiasm Made by You. You only need to go to angelocaragiorgos.com/gift.
So here we are on the 10th day. In a few hours the time comes to taste something different than water after 240 hours. I had started the fasting on Friday the 27th of April at 9:30 p.m. The last days were easier for me, I can say. I had gotten very well used to the fasting, and the weather was so nice too. The latter always improves my mood. After finishing the article and the podcasts about the 8th day, it was already evening. This process took me about 2 hours of full focus. Previously, I was out for another 3 hours, as I mentioned in that article. So, I was feeling very tired. The rest of the evening was relaxing in my standard hot bath and then watching series on the laptop. In the morning, I woke up first without having slept for more than 4 hours and a half. I became concerned because the last days I can't fall asleep again when I wake up. I would pass lightly this day, the 9th one, but still I would have liked to sleep more. I stayed in bed for some time, expecting the standard, to not be able to sleep. Fortunately, I fell asleep, I think, after an hour, and this lasted about 2.5 more. Like I said, these days would be relaxing, so I stayed on my laptop doing basic things while at the same time enjoying the bright sunshine from the window together with the beautiful garden below. On the 9th day, the temperature in London was 26 degrees of Celsius, so sometime I went on the laptop and did some work with no pressure. This took about an hour or a little more. The rest of the day I didn't put myself in much pressure and stayed inside the house. My energy was more or less okay, and I only felt it dropping radically sometime after 10 p.m. in the evening. I slept well for my last day fasting, so which I mean today. I reached almost 7.5 hours, which wasn't very common. I woke up once again looking at the garden outside and the bright blue sky. These are paradise days for London. After meditating and doing some basic things on my laptop, I left. It was time to go shopping. In the evening, I had to eat. I would also catch some of the beautiful sun. I returned a bit tired as I carried a lot of things, plus the temperature is here now 28 degrees of Celsius, which is extremely hot for London. Anyway, after putting things in order, I rested for a little time, and now it's time to finish this article, podcast, recording, and everything else, as I have always been doing. After this, I will leave the house in order to go to a lesson I am following on Mondays, and when I return will be the time. I know that I have to start slow my refeeding. I went out before and bought some fresh juices with only natural occurring sugars from fruits, and several fruits like grapes, melons, pears and strawberries. Apart from this, I think I will eat boiled sweet potatoes and maybe a small oatmeal later in the evening, and tomorrow we will see how I will be feeling. Looking back in the 10 days now, I noticed that I didn't have so many cravings of food compared to previous year that I did the same water fast. Maybe I had better control of my mind. However, after every craving arose, I was ready to destroy it by being mindful, and by reminding to myself that there wasn't any food of these so smelly ones that could satisfy my hunger the way I was imagining it. The potential pleasure from it was only in the mind. Especially after the second day, my stomach was closed and there wasn't any possibility to let me enjoy normally, for example, a tasty steak. So, in terms of the 10 things that I learned these days, first of all, I learned that the human body has much more power than what we have been used to believe. It's incredible that after the 2.5 first days I had plenty of energy, I started sleeping less, I could focus very well, I could go out and walk easily for hours, my energy and temper was stabilized and my body temperature was okay. I can say that during the fasting days I even did more work than many other average weeks, which of course it's something unbelievable. You'd better don't have your eyes directly to the goal all the time is another lesson. When you have a purpose of doing something that looks hard to you, contrary to the tendency that you may have, try to continue your life normally. Sometimes, in reality, the goal may not be so hard as your thoughts have made it. Thus, the more you think about it, the more you overestimate it. However, if you keep operating as naturally as possible, the levels of difficulty will just appear as they should be, and as I said, may be lower than your ideas. As well, by looking at the goal all the time, you are making your life harder. If you wait for the time to pass and have this in your mind unstoppably, this is when the time is not passing and you are inducing suffering to yourself with no actual reason. Trust more in life, trust more in yourself and things will keep working. By that, I don't mean that you shouldn't have a goal and not have defined your real whys, as I wrote in the article of the fourth day. Think though that these have to remain in the back of your mind. That's why I recommended that you clearly sense all the feelings that come from them. This way it's easier for them to remain very well rooted. Third is that the human machine needs some fulfilling effort to operate efficiently. Water fasting looks hard and demanding, right? This is what I had been thinking previous year that I had tried it again. So, because of that, these 10 days on 2017, I did almost nothing, because I believed that this was the right thing to do. This fact made in the end my effort harder, as it appears that my energy was keeping lower, my self-esteem for this period too, and as mentioned in the previous point, I had my mind all the time to the goal, how quickly I would reach the 10th day. This year I worked as much as I could and without pressure though, and this is not only surprised me about the power of the human brain, but made me feel healthier, happier and more confident in all this process. Instead of feeling pressurized like 2017, I was now enjoying it. Our bodies have so many toxins that we can't even imagine them. When you get used to a chemical substance that either you know or not, you can't realize how much is harming you and is influencing your body and health generally. That's why a heavy smoker can even smoke 3 packets at one day, while a non-smoker wants to throw up with just a puff. The smoker can't realize how this can happen. This way, all the years in our lives we have been consuming toxins and toxins, and we have been used to them, so we don't feel any difference when we put them once more inside of us, or we may even feel better and think that we are helping ourselves. Especially when the society has told us that this food is supposed to be healthy. In the latter case, we enjoy when we induce the chemicals only because of the withdrawal effects that their absence had caused, while this goes hand in hand with the idea that they have told us that it's healthy. So everything looks perfect and we keep going. The exact same thing, of course, can happen with our psychology. And in there, we don't even have an organ to digest the impressions from the environment. It's very possible through the years to be used to situations that in fact are harming us. But because consciously we follow society that says it's good while we are used to it, we do nothing to get away and we may even embrace it. It's not a coincidence that we see so many depressed people and many time from ones that we couldn't imagine, since we thought that they had what is needed for happiness. Another thing is that caffeine is so addictive. As I mentioned in the post about the second day, I had severe headaches and I was even facing problems falling asleep due to the pressure of the pillow. That was clearly coming out of the lack of caffeine, since I had stayed many times for 2 days without food, but with coffee, and there was no such issue. Thus, caffeine is very strong, and apart from its so addictive effects, is potentially harmful to at least when consumed with no mediocrity. I also learned to let go one more time. The body knows its work very well, and as many times mentioned, most processes happen automatically. This is obvious, but it's our culture too, with too much stress and so huge egos that make us try to influence everything. This way we suffer more, and most of the times we don't even get the appropriate results, because we don't let things operate naturally. So by doing a step back and letting things go their way, it's often wiser. During a fasting, for example, I didn't need to do anything to detoxify myself or lose weight. I just had to stay relaxed and wait. And the more relaxed I stayed, the more the detoxification processes were working, as they were undisturbed by other processes. And I can say that same thing to someone that starts eating better and less calories in order, apart from others, to lose weight. By checking and checking their body again and again, you are pressurizing yourself. Many times there isn't anything more to do anyway. I don't mean to know nothing about what is going on, but just keep a balance, show some trust in the process. As well, patience means to focus in the present moment. I know that sometimes that we deal with something that is hard, we have the tendency to wait, to want it to finish quickly. But this way we lose ourselves. We put pressure by looking at the end point all the time, and we suffer. And this is hard because we keep thinking again and again, when will it end? It's easier then to lose our patience. Instead, if we change our perception and focus on the now, how things are and what we want to do now, by forgetting how much more is needed or how much we have done, we get more in the flow and maybe we reach more smoothly the ending point. Also, when you achieve a goal, it's not the end of everything. Another thing that people often forget when they set a goal is the after time. So they may give the best of themselves to reach it and then stop caring about anything that has to do with it. But life doesn't end after the goal, right? What's the point to make a great effort to lose many kilos and then lose yourself and take them all back? This was the one mistake I made the previous year that I don't want to repeat this time. I was so glad that I managed to pass 10 days for the first time in my life by drinking only water, that I later let myself eat whatever I wanted for about 3 weeks. This let me take back some kilos, which fortunately I lost again later in the summer, but I also took back obviously several toxins. Thus, we should need to have in our minds the potential backfire after our goal. First of all, to keep our attention after the end, and secondly, if it's needed, not to pressurize us so much during the goal. I am saying this because sometimes after huge pressure, the backfire is unavoidable. This is something that needs to be taken into account when we chase something. Another thing is that I didn't think of food the hours that I don't eat anyway due to intermittent fasting that I am doing. The last 3 years I am following intermittent fasting anyway in my life, and I start eating generally after 6 p.m. or maybe later depending on the day, 7, 8. So it appears that I was so used to this lifestyle that even at the days of my water fasting, when my belly was empty, food was in my mind only after 7 p.m., which shows how important are the habits that we have formed. And lastly, just to say one more time that I learned once more that you are the only captain of your ship. Obviously, when I say ship, I mean your body. So it seems that most of the time people operate in a state of hypnosis. Without even realizing, we are dragged from here and there, influenced by our tendencies, circumstances, emotions, other people, and so on. The higher the ego, the more people rationalize and try to justify their actions later in order to convince that it was their conscious choice while it actually wasn't. What I want to say anyway is that in the very end, at every single moment, you can choose whatever you want. We very usually forget that. Whatever others say, whatever your emotions try to convince you, if you are mindful and awake at any time, and know that you want, you can simply choose and do whatever you consider as correct.